From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. A huge crowd of demonstrators marched in Washington today to preserve the right to legal abortion and to show support for other women's issues. The crowd filled the National Mall for about a mile from the base of the Capitol to the Washington Monument. The Associated Press estimated the crowd in the hundreds of thousands. The marchers were galvanized by what they say is an erosion of women's rights. NPR's Libby Lewis was at the March for Women's Lives, as it was called, and a counter-demonstration of anti-abortion activists. She filed this report.
It was a jubilant crowd. There was a sense among this ocean of people, mostly women, but many men, that it was time for such a gathering. They were in bright pink t-shirts. They were in orange t-shirts. They carried signs with slogans like, "It's your choice, not theirs." Election year politics and voter registration tables were everywhere at this march. Democrats dominated, but there was a healthy contingent called Republicans for Choice. The crowd cheered for Eleanor Holmes Norton, Washington's congressional delegate. They cheered Kay Maxwell, president of the League of Women Voters. And they went wild when Democratic Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York took the podium.
This march must be the beginning, not the end, of making sure that we register every American who agrees with us that this is a question of conscience and faith and personal choice.
In the crowd was 23-year-old Sarah, an African-American. She came down from Boston to join the march because
there's been a lot of decisions made without the voice of the public, and so I feel like we need to be out here causing these political changes.
Many of the women here today marched in the 60s and 70s for women's rights and abortion rights. 67-year-old Tina Chandler was wearing a Vote for Carrie button and a Planned Parenthood button.
I feel that I should have freedom of choice in most things that I do, if not all, as long as not impinging on others.
Chandler came with her friend, 69-year-old Debbie Railed.
I'm here for my grandchildren. I think my children are okay, but I'm here on behalf of my grandchildren. They don't know that we need this.
It wasn't just the women who came. There were men, too. Some came for broad political reasons to protest Bush administration policies. Others were motivated by what has happened in their lives. 16-year-old Dan Bequillen from Holyoke, Massachusetts, pointed to a sign that read, "The choice is hard enough, but keep it safe and legal."
I wouldn't say I'm pro-abortion, but I'm pro-choice. I know a few people who have had an abortion, and it's affected me in a way, but like I still feel like that it's their choice and not mine, so I'm not going to tell anybody whether or not they should do it.
He said his mom had an abortion when she was young, and it was a decision that still affects his mother and him. He knows he could have had an older brother or sister. As the marchers streamed down Pennsylvania Avenue, they met the anti-abortion protesters.
Who decides for the child?
Randall Terry of Operation Witness scolded the marchers with a megaphone. "This is a death march," he said. On his side was Lisette Moonslock. She drove for hours from Yonkers, New York to be here. She's 43, a fashion designer. She was carrying a sign with a Bush Cheney bumper sticker.
I came down in support of the babies. I consider this to be women depriving women and children of a fair chance of life.
Indeed, the division was as deep as the diversity here today. One abortion rights supporter, Nancy Zierfoss of Burke, Virginia, said, "We don't listen, we don't discuss. We take a position and there's no room for compromise." Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.